But first this hour, voters will not decide in November whether to increase taxes on some Arizonans to fund education. The Arizona Supreme Court yesterday afternoon ruled the Invest in Education initiative would not be on the ballot. A majority of justices said residents who signed petitions in support of the measure were not told it would get rid of the system of indexing income tax brackets to account for inflation. That's in addition to raising income taxes on those making more than $250,000 a year. A short time ago, I got a hold of Joshua Buckley, the chair of the Invest in Education campaign, and asked him for his reaction to yesterday's ruling.
We are a little shocked, surprised, and to put it best, you know, we are kind of really taken aback that the court would make a ruling like this, an unprecedented ruling that we have not seen the Supreme Court take on matters like this before. It's contrary to other cases they've seen with other ballot initiatives in the same ilk. So we are a little surprised at the decision.
So I know that this just happened yesterday afternoon, and it's still fairly early in the morning, but I'm wondering if you've had a chance to speak with any of your colleagues on the committee or other, you know, friends and colleagues in the education community, and if so, sort of what the general mood is.
So that was most of my evening last night, as you can imagine.
Sure.
Lots of phone calls, lots of text messages and emails back and forth. As a campaign, you know, we put our statement out yesterday. We know that as educators, a lot of the educators that I've talked to are disappointed. The educators who went out and collected signatures on this know that the language we wrote did refer back to that inflationary tax indexing. It's in the language that we wrote. And they're upset. I mean, they're angry. They know that the students in their classroom need resources, that the students that come to their schools need there to be a highly qualified teacher in the classroom. We still have vacancies across the state. We still have textbooks that are falling apart. And we thought we had a way to help fix that problem in Arizona. But I think there's some resolve amongst educators that there's still work to be done. There are pro public education candidates out there, whether they're Democrats or Republicans or independents, that want to help fund our schools in Arizona. So, you know, there's a whole bunch of stuff that these educators can get involved with in the November election, from, you know, bonds and overrides in their school district or the governor's race or the superintendent's race or any number of legislators that they can be involved in. And they can fight for public education with Prop 305 and anything else that's going to help fund education in this state.
Are you concerned, though, that without this specific initiative on the ballot, that maybe enthusiasm might be down, turnout might be down, people might be a little less enthusiastic about going to the polls and voting?
Well, I think, I think there's a lot of stuff to kind of get people actively involved in. And I think you saw, I mean, we saw a large turnout for the primary just a couple days ago. So I think that there is some enthusiasm there with or without this ballot initiative. And I would argue that this sheds a clear light for some folks that voting in November is really important to making sure that we get an Arizona education system that puts students first.
So other than trying to get people encouraged and up for voting in November, any sense of what might be next for this movement?
You know, I think that the thing about this movement has always been very grassroots, right? So I think that there's some teachers across the state today wearing red just to show that they are still committed to education funding. They're still committed to their students in their classroom, and they're still committed to making sure that Arizona has a better funded education system. I imagine, you know, that there'll be some folks that will gather, you know, at some point after school that things will happen. You know, I teach in Mesa where we have a bond and override up, and, you know, we're looking forward to letting the community know how important that bond and override are in Mesa. And so, you know, it's hard to tell where this movement goes. Like I said, it's very grassroots, and so it kind of directs itself. Teachers and educators and school supporters are going to be resolved to make sure that this isn't the end of fighting for kids, right? Like, the needs of our students didn't get taken off the ballot, right? Our kids still need, like I said earlier, better supplies. They need classrooms that have roofs that aren't leaking. They need textbooks. And we know that as educators and as parents and community members. And so just because this is off the ballot doesn't mean that those problems go away. And it doesn't mean that standing up for our kids ends.
All right. That's Joshua Buckley, a teacher at Red Mountain High School in Mesa and chair of the Invest in Education Committee. Joshua, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
But there are some who are cheering this decision to not allow the Invest in Ed initiative on November's ballot from the state Supreme Court. The Arizona Chamber of Commerce has spoken out against the initiative since its inception, and CEO Glenn Hammer says the court made the right decision yesterday. I spoke with him more about it earlier this morning.
The Arizona Supreme Court ruled the correct way for two big reasons. One, the drafters concealed that this was a massive $1.25 billion tax increase on the middle class by removing the inflation adjuster. It was basically a tax on inflation. And two, they grossly misrepresented the scope of the tax increase on small businesses. They said in the initiative it was 3 or 4%, when in reality it was for the top earners and top small businesses, a 98% increase. So those are two facts that needed to be in the 100-word descriptor. They weren't, and the Arizona Supreme Court did the right thing in kicking it off the ballot.
Yeah. You've been speaking out against this initiative since it was first proposed. Why is that? You have a broader state economic argument here, right?
Well, sure. It was the worst initiative ever filed in terms of the effect of the economy. You can't take – we're a competitive state when it comes to our tax policy. We have the 28th highest income tax rates for small businesses and income. This would have moved it all the way up. We would have become the fifth highest state in the country in terms of our income taxes. And we would have surpassed New York. We would have surpassed Connecticut. It was a very poorly drafted initiative that would have put our economy into cardiac arrest. Well, by the way, doing nothing to improve education in the state of Arizona.
So let's talk about education funding then. So the supporters of InvestNet are saying today that the court chose the interests of the elite in the state over the needs of Arizona's children. What's your response to that?
Could I just say, with all due respect, your reporters need to ask them this question. Then why was the total additional taxes that would be raised on the Fortune 500 zilch, zero? It didn't change the corporate tax rate. It just targeted income taxes, which covers small businesses. Jim Rounds, who's a very well-respected economist, found that 40,000 Arizona businesses would be hit by this. 40% of the earners who file and would be affected by this are basically small businesses. So these are the people that left off the corporations. ExxonMobil would not have paid a penny more.
Hmm. You've talked about, Glenn, though, for a long time, the need for a better educated workforce in the state. Do you think that the governor's plan is enough for funding our state's public education system? Or do you agree that there needs to be something else done, just not this?
Well, I would say that the governor has done an incredible amount to improve our education funding situation as well as our system. I mean, last year, we passed a $1 billion funding package for a bonding package for our universities, not chopped liver. This year, he signed a 20-year extension of Prop 301, which has a 6-cent sales tax. That goes to 2041. And of course, the 20% by 2020 pay raise for our teachers. We absolutely want our teachers to see increased pay, and they are seeing increased pay deservedly right now. Most teachers are seeing about a 10% or so increase in their paycheck as we speak. But yes, we absolutely need to do more. We need to do. We've got some needs on our universities, our community colleges, and we need to continue to make sure our K through 12 system has the resources it needs, as well as reforms, so the money is efficiently spent.
All right. That's Glenn Hammer, president and CEO of the Arizona Chamber of Commerce. Glenn, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me on.